The resilience of nature. The imagery of Elizabethan verse. A gift for writing for the human voice. All of those elements come together in the Spring Symphony by Benjamin Britten. Here, the season doesn't just magically appear with the turn of a calendar page. It arrives organically in layers of sight and sound and emotion as winter recedes. As Britten put it, the symphony portrays the reawakening of the earth and life. In all, he sets lines from a dozen different poets of 16th and 17th century England, along with a decidedly modern text by his friend, W.H. Auden. After an icy and mysterious ode to the sun at the outset, a setting of Thomas Nash's text, Spring, the Sweet Spring, captures the yearning for the season and the twittering of the birds. In the slow movement, the composer introduces the Auden classic, Out on the Lawn I Lie in Bed, with its psychologically complex mix of love and relaxation, memory and angst. The finale welcomes the new season to London with its interweaving of verses by three different authors and a medieval round, ending in an outburst of joy and gratitude as expressed in a grand wordless waltz. This strange, masterful work displays Britten's gift for word setting and a vision of past meets present, even as Europe was still emerging from the darkness of the Second World War. Commissioned by the Boston Symphony and triumphantly introduced at the Holland Festival of 1949, this is a work about one particular season and for all time. Benjamin Britten's Spring Symphony, a musical moment this month here on NWPB Classical.